Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. But like a fool, I went on, whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Robert Cray bringing this back, and my favorite blues man. It's good to be with you. Good to continue to be with you. Continue to broadcast live from Houston, Texas, and it's just you and me, by the way, this segment. I want to talk about what's coming up this year. That I want you to be thinking about some things that are going to be happening. I don't have a list of things that are going to be happening. I just want you to know that things are going to be happening. I mean, dramatic things. And, you know, we have a new sheriff in town, right? We have a new president. And I think if you don't like the idea of President Trump, the more you keep that in your head, I think the more unsuccessful you're going to be. Irrespective of what happens this year, I think you need to become. People need to quit being in love with Trump or not in love with him. They need to be observers of President Trump and his administration, because this next year and the next 4 years probably are going to be quite a bit than any of the others that we've had. And if you think about it, if you can allow yourself to, as I'm doing now, imagine that as maybe a Think about what disruptions. You know, there's an old saying. I think Orson Welles once said that, you know, 200 years of war and disruption gave us the Reformation and the Renaissance in Italy, right? And how much from that, and 500 years of the same thing in Switzerland. It's the cuckoo clock. He used to say that. So, you know, disruptions are good, right? And so I think President Trump's going to disrupt. And I believe most of that's going to be good for America. Some of it maybe not, but we'll see. But here's the point. There are going to be disruptions. And you and I are out here on Main Street. And as you know, a lot of times we're at the bottom of the heap. You know what Mr. Gravity does? It rolls things down to the bottom. And so what we have to make sure is that we're watching what's going on. We're sort of, if we can anticipate things, but I really think we need to be looking at what's going on. How are things changing? What are the new implications of what's happening, and how is that going to affect my business? More importantly, how is it going to affect my customers? So what I want you to do is become observers, become students, if you will, whether you like him or not, become a student of the administration and Congress is going to be changing things. I mean, they're going to be significant changes, and there's going to be a lot of optimism, I think. There are probably going to be some mistakes that might cause some pessimism. But all of those things are factors that create, that are cause and effect factors that produce implications for you and me out here on Main Street. So we have to pay attention to this. And all I'm going to ask you to do is just keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and the more we deny something or we don't like something or whatever, none of that matters, because it's going to happen, and your customers are going to be involved. They're going to be impacted, and when they are, that it's going to make them a certain way. I don't know what way that is. Right now, at this moment, you don't know what that is. That's the point of what I'm telling you right now, is aware. Pay attention. You know, I've told you for a long time, the essence of my book, The Agency, is about customer expectations. That's what's driving the marketplace right now, customer expectations. Evolving, they're changing really fast. That's the reason why a lot of people are having a hard time keeping up right now, because customer expectations are changing very fast. People in their 70s are using apps on their smartphones, for goodness sake. What's that all about? So look around, think about, as things happen in Washington, healthcare, the Fed, the education, infrastructure, as different things happen, as they debate these things, talk to your people and say, okay, what are the implications of that for our customers? Because it doesn't matter how it affects you. You're going to deal with it. What matters is how it's affecting your customers. Because if they don't come in to talk to you, if they won't let you talk to them, if they stop doing business, you don't have a business, right? So just some thoughts on paying attention to what's going on. And I think try this year real hard to be a little agnostic about how things are done. Pay attention to what's and what are your customers, how are they responding to those things, those forces. And not the personalities, but the policy. More than anything. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Driving, moving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.